Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something super interesting. Now, think back in time. Where were you 31 years ago? Okay, maybe you were in college, the military, working for some big company, starting your family. Maybe you weren't even born yet. Okay, I remember I was working at AT&T as a large systems account rep. What that means is I sold phone systems to companies that needed at least 1,000 phones. Yeah, that was like, I don't know, a lifetime ago. Anyway, 31 years ago, the first text message was sent this past week. So what do you think it said? Was it talk to the hand, word, Merry Christmas, or booyah? Okay, think about that for just a second while I extend a warm welcome to this, the Kim Commando Show, because after all, you're about ready to get more tech smarts because every single thing is now a tech thing. I'm, of course, your host, America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you once again. If you're a brand new listener, welcome. We're so glad to have you with us. And if you're already a listener, well, welcome back. And you can find my award-winning show on over 420 top stations throughout the United States. You can also find us as a podcast, a webcast, commercial-free over at commando.com. Just hit that link that says the Commando Community. If you're an Apple user, just subscribe to the Kim Commando Show on your Apple podcast player. Now, if you're listening on the radio, we totally love that. But speaking of podcasts, you can get Kim Commando today, Monday through Friday. Just search for my last name, wherever you get your podcast, with a K, of course. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Now think about that. The first text message, it was sent 31 years ago this past week. So what do you think it said? Was it talk to the hand? Okay, because that was pretty popular back then. Word, Merry Christmas, or booyah? Okay, well, here's the deal. A tech in the UK sent a text to his boss who was at a Christmas party. That's right. So the first text said, Merry Christmas. That's a little fun fact you can use around the holiday parties. And speaking of, what do you call a Christmas wreath made out of $100 bills? You ready? A Christmas wreath made out of $100 bills. You ready? Aretha Franklin's. Oh, yes, that was a great one. Now, here's the deal. You can get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. That's expressvpn.com/Kim. Alrighty, every single day I go to at least 35, maybe even 40 different websites to make sure that we're both up to date on what's happening in the tech verse. And here are the top five things you need to know that's happening right now. And we begin with some bad news for EVs. That's right. Regardless of the government's desire to force us all into having an electric car, as it turns out, EVs are far less reliable than traditional internal combustion engine vehicles. Who says? Consumer Reports. They say that the lack of charging stations, how long it takes to recharge, problems with the electric motors, problems with the battery themselves, including the risk of the cars erupting in flames with no warning. Oh yeah, that too. And the higher cost of the vehicles themselves all add up to bad news, less reliability. And it gets even worse. This report comes just one day after more than 3,000 new car dealers sent an open letter to President Biden saying, hey, you know what? This is just not going to happen. We can't have half of all vehicle sales electric in just 7 years. It's just far too aggressive. Here's the bottom line. Customers don't want them. Dealers can't sell them, at least for now. All right, moving on to number two. It's bad enough that so many of us will Google our symptoms and turn into Dr. Google. Well, there's no debate. You can't trust social media, especially when it comes to medical advice. Now, while you're not looking, your teens are doing all this. They're diagnosing themselves with ADHD, clinical depression, autism, anxiety disorders, sexual and gender identification issues. So no matter how hard you try to protect your kids from social media dangers, yeah, it's those algorithms. They work tirelessly 24/7 to outsmart you, to counter you, and to hook our kids. So if you haven't had your conversation with the kids about medical advice on social media, do it now. Be sure that you tell them that it's worthless, and it could even be life-threatening. This coming in at number three. Oh, I'm so excited. Do you remember the Jetsons robotic housekeeper or Andrew, the family robot played by Robin Williams in Bicentennial Man? Well, here's what's going on. Less than 50 miles south of Portland in Salem, Oregon, a company there called RoboFam, they are manufacturing, or I shouldn't say yet, they're getting ready to manufacture 10,000 two-legged humanoid robots every single month. It's a fleet of 5'9", 140-pound robots to work in warehouses, distribution centers, moving boxes, you know, that sort of thing. Now, this was really sweet. When the battery's low, they just walk themselves right over, they plug themselves in, and they recharge. And they say soon they're going to move to monotonous human jobs like cleaning and janitorial services. I mean, it's only a matter of time before they're ready for our homes, and I can't wait for that. I'll tell you, I can do a lot of things. I hate housekeeping. All right, moving on to number four. It's the big Christmas dilemma. How should Google or ChatGPT answer when it's asked, is Santa Claus real? Now, many parents and young children are up in arms because Google's response is, there's no man in the sky riding a sleigh pulled by reindeers. Ugh, okay, that's not right. And then, you know, don't forget that all the kids can see the official arm of the U.S. military, the North American Air Defense Command Santa Tracker. It's just ready to follow Santa. You can find it at NORADSanta.org, by the way. So Google says, yeah, we have to replace that answer. And so they are looking at something like no man in the sky can answer a historical record, Santa's real. So they're trying to change that. But also Tom Hanks' classic, oh, The Polar Express, such a great film, where Santa himself explains that he is the example of the spirit of Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, coming in at number five, let's do some Christmas shopping, right? If you're stumped, how about some gift ideas? Everybody loves Apple's AirPod earbuds. They're on the third generation now, and the AirPods are better than ever. You can tailor the audio to sound like a big room or this intimate space. They're sweat, water-resistant, about $164 at Amazon, a few bucks more at Best Buy and Walmart. Then there's DJI's Mini 2 SE drone, about $340 on Amazon. And if you're looking for an iPad, the lowest prices are about, I don't know, $399 at Walmart, Best Buy, and Amazon. How about something for the kiddos? An Amazon Fire HD Pro for kids, $189 at eBay, Best Buy, and Amazon. Oh, and Garmin's Mini Dash Cam, $99 at Walmart and Amazon. So don't forget, over at Commando.com, I put together all these great gift lists. All of my favorite tech gifts, also gifts for, say, under $20, under $50, under $100. Just hit Commando.com, and there's a big old shopping button, and that's where you want to start. You know, speaking of gifts, you know, a lottery ticket is always a weird gift to give someone. Don't even think about it. I mean, because when you give it to someone, it's like, here, this has a 99.99% chance of disappointing you. I saw it and I totally thought of you. Okay. Yeah, bad idea. All right. How about we start with Dana in San Antonio, Texas?
I have been helping my real estate clients here in the San Antonio area for years. And one of my favorite building blocks of a real estate business is the Google suite of tools, sure. The Google Map Pin. And so here I am thinking I'm so smart teaching people how to create a Google Map Pin. And in the last 4 months, I'm guessing maybe it's been a little longer, I have seen my clients coming up suspended, different things like disabled, suspended, and trying to help them get through. So I feel
explain what's happening with, are they getting a notification? Are they getting an email? What's going on?
Okay. And they'll notice that they can't find it. I've tracked it to a couple different consistencies. But there's been very little information about it, and I've Googled everything over the last couple months. But just recently, they have put together a better guideline. So I think I might have answered my question since I asked to talk to you. But I would love any help that you can
Tell me what you found out.
Well, the common denominator was changing their address or their business. So if a real estate agent moves from one brokerage to another, they would need to change their address. Mm-hmm. You know, they would need to change their business name. And so it seems to be tied to making some kind of change. It's also tied to any kind of verification that Google needs to do. Google's using their AI. I'm suspicious that that's, you know, if Google's creating AI, they're probably doing it.
I'm sure they are. Platforms. Yeah, of course they are.
And so they're re-verifying. So what you're doing is you're starting the process all over, is my guess. So I'm just making all this up because I'm just trying to take little pieces and thread some things together and see if I'm right. So any information you have, I would appreciate.
Well, you know, you're a good super sleuth. I can tell there, Dana, you are. you know, the address mismatch, basically what Google's doing is they are clamping down many areas of the business side of things because they're trying to prevent rampant fraud, okay, and spam, because they're finding that people are trying to get away from Google because they're saying that so-and-so has taken over my business map address, or I'm getting too much spam, I can't deal with this. And so we're starting to see some changes, because if you're not having a positive, good experience at Google and you go to Google Maps and you think that you're heading over to, you know, a Coldwell Banker, and then you end up at, you know, Coldstone Creamery, you know, or something like that, that's just not good. So the address mismatch. So they, if the documentation they're submitting doesn't match the address listed on the profile, you know, Google's now taking it three times to make sure that the business is legit, right? And to make sure that if you update the address on your Google Business account, it matches any type of documentation before you actually get verified. Now, if you start over, that's going to raise red flags for Google system, because it's like, oh, well, what's going on here? Okay.
Yeah.
And the same thing, if you delete account, it's like, oh, there's something else going on here, because this person at this IP address is creating and deleting accounts all over. This must be pretty bad, right?
Right.
But I imagine that for a realtor who, they do move around, I think like they're moving around more often lately. Is that what you're seeing?
It's the holidays. The music stops and everybody starts running for another chair.
that's funny. Now, are you a realtor, or are you just helping them out?
I work for a title company, and I have been in real estate since I got into it in the 90s. I love it. Married an executive, so I like the ability to serve my clients well and also be able to have the weekends with my husband. So,
which is very nice, which is wonderful. but so it sounds like you know, we just learned some stuff from you about how to make sure that this is done correctly, and to make sure that there is that consistency within the verification. You know, there, if you do need help, I mean, they do have Google My Business support, which I've had to use myself, and it actually is pretty good. I mean, I don't use any of these so-called Google consultants by any means. I like to go straight to the source and to figure out how to fix things. And the Google My Business support is really there. They are pushing down a lot of updates. I mentioned briefly just spam. In February, we're going to see a big rollout with Google and Yahoo Mail that's going to be hopefully preventing spam from hitting our mailboxes much less than what it is doing currently. Dana, again, thank you so much for your call. All right, let's see. Jessica in Springfield, Illinois, you're up next.
I was looking to see if maybe you could help me on trying to find same-day flights for cheap.
And why going same day? Why not plan ahead?
Well, my car just got done. I was in an accident on November 11th, and my car is just done, and I was out of state when it happened. So I'm trying to make plans on, you know, they just called me and confirmed that it will be done. Mm-hmm. On Friday, so I didn't want to get to audit like three states away and it not be done.
Oh, I see. Okay. You know, some airlines, they do offer last minute deals. And what you want to do is download their app, and you may be able to find some last minute deals on unsold seats, as well as, believe it or not, sometimes if you actually call the airline, you may be able to actually, you know, get somebody on the phone that can find these seats for you. Typically, these last-minute deals are really sometimes more expensive because they figure like you need to get there now and you're going to pay a pretty penny in order to do that versus if you book, say, 3 months in advance or 8 months in advance or whatever it may be. You can also use the flight comparison sites like Skyscanner and Kayak and Google Flights, and they can show you the cheapest options available for same-day travel. I really like using Google Flights for that. But again, the airlines, their apps, they have sometimes exclusive same-day discounts. So I would definitely take a look there. In addition to that, you know, feel free, call that number and tell them, hey, listen, I just need to get here. I need the cheapest seat possible. And you may find a rep who can say, you know what, why don't we do this? And but again, take a look at the airline apps and Google Flights. And if your destination is flexible, you might want to be able to look at some maybe other airports in that immediate area. And Jessica, thank you for your call. Yeah, those last minute ticket prices, you'd think that they would be cheap. But yeah, that's where they say, oh, no, we're going to raise the price because you must really want to get where you're going. All right, just a quick tip about voice commands for emergencies. This is something that you want to share with the kids because, you know, let's say it happens and they can't reach out and dial a number. And also tell your older adult family members this too, is that both Siri and Google Assistant, you can activate them with just wake words followed by a request to call 911. You can also find the latest hospital. You can also share your location too. You just say, share my location with whoever that is, and then your whereabouts will be sent instantly. So be sure that you talk to all your family members about just, if you can't get to the phone, don't forget, you can always use voice commands.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And before we go back to all of your fantastic phone calls, just a quick tip about trolls. Trolls are people who spew hate speech and stupidity, and they put spam in the comments sections of web pages. And that's why so many sites, including ours, we got rid of all the commenting. But what if there's a site you like to visit, but you don't want to see the comments? Okay. Well, the comments section, like for example, the Daily Mail, it takes that page a lot longer to load. Now, fortunately, there's a free tool that will automatically block the comments from loading at most websites. Guess what it's called? I know. It's called Shut Up, right? And it works with Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. And then once it's installed, the comments section on these websites, they just disappear. But what if you do want to see the comments? Not a big problem. Just click the Shut Up button in the toolbar, and then from then on, you do. Now you can find a link to the Shut Up browser extension over on my website. That's commando.com. All right, let's see. Mark in Los Angeles, glad to have you with us.
Well, do you mind if I compliment you for a minute?
No, not at all. I'd love that.
Well, in Los Angeles here, for years and years, there was a radio program called The Motor Man, Leon Kaplan. And I would love to listen to his show because he had so much information about so many different cars, but it didn't all pertain to me because I didn't have like a Lamborghini or a Porsche or anything.
Yeah, right.
So when I found your show some time back, you know, so much can pertain to me. You know, you've got so much information that any one day something could pertain to me. And the other day, I think you had something about Mac viruses. And I've been using Macs for a long time, but I never heard of these new Mac viruses. So, that applies to me. So that's just a little compliment for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. So how can I lend a hand?
So this isn't so much a tech question, but I've been managing an apartment building for a while, but I can use some new part-time and remote work.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was listening to your show a couple of weeks ago, I believe you said you have remote jobs available or something listed on your website. So I went, if I heard that right. Mm-hmm. So I went to your website and I couldn't find anything. So I didn't know if I was looking at the wrong place or where it was on your page.
Well, let's talk about it. So as an apartment manager, What do you think you're, when you say remote, what is it that you think that you're really good at?
Well, helping people is the big thing. I've been doing that for years. I've done a variety of work through the years. And so I was just looking for something to, you know, 10 to 12, 20 hours or something that, you know, that could help me out.
Well, you know, you're probably qualified to do a lot of things because as an apartment manager, tell me something that you can't fix.
Well, I don't do all the fixing, so that's a good thing. I call people in. I mean, I grew up in a hardware store and I do basic things, but there's, you know, all the things that happen, I don't get involved in. I call in our handyman stuff.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, when we start talking for remote jobs, we're talking about work from home opportunities. Okay. A lot of these are going away as more and more people are called back into the office, right? Because let's just face it that, you know, COVID is over, right? And so when you start looking for work, so what you're going to do is you're going to go online and you're going to search for work for home opportunities or remote opportunities and in whatever job position that you're looking for. So if you want to be a customer service agent, because you'd probably be pretty good at that, because I'm sure you're used to dealing with all kinds of personalities, right?
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you'd be pretty darn good at that. There's also like Allstate Insurance. They have remote office positions where maybe you would review the paperwork to make sure that all the checks and balances are whatever claim the person is trying to apply for. Verizon has work from home opportunities for research managers. Instacart is looking for remote customer service agents. And so what you do is you go to the specific websites like LinkedIn or ZipRecruiter, whoever it may be, and you type in remote job and whatever it is that you're looking for. And we do have lists of these posted on the website, which I'm going to send you a link to, so you don't have to keep searching for that. But there's other opportunities that you might want to think about too. And here I'm speaking about things that you could just pick up in your immediate area. There's a website called TaskRabbit, and there's another one called Field Agent. And you put these apps on your phone, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for example, I was just wondering, like, how it worked. So I put Field Agent on my phone. And I was at Costco, and it popped up, and it said, you're at the Costco. Would you take a picture of the laundry detergent on the shelf in aisle 11? Okay. So I was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I can do that. So I went over, I took a picture of the laundry shelf on aisle 11, and I made $10. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm like,
good.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, this is not very difficult for me to do.
Yeah.
There are secret shoppers opportunities on that. It could be that maybe somebody needs somebody to fix a tire or go pick up a bike or pick up dry cleaning or whatever it may be. And that's so you have those type of opportunities. If you wanted to be a tutor remotely, if you had that skill set, you could do that. There are other companies that only specialize, like I mentioned, you can go on the work for hire sites and remote job opportunities. But then there are other companies that only hire remote workers who then have a contract with, say, British Airways or American Airlines or whatever it may be. But a lot of this really comes down to you, Mark. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you think you're qualified to do? And then matching you to that personality. Now, if at any time somebody wants you to pay $50 to apply, they want you to, you know, they're going to send you money to buy a new laptop so you could have the job, and then they send you $3,000 when the laptop is only $500, and they say, oh, we made a mistake, send us the $2,500 back. That's just a whole scam, okay? So let me do this. Let me put together some links for you that can kind of walk you through some of these opportunities. And for everybody else, this is always a big question, this time of year, especially as we start looking at buying holiday gifts and things like that, and we don't want to get these huge credit card bills in January, is I'm going to go ahead and put them in our newsletter. So if you're not already getting my daily free newsletter called The Current, you can sign up right now over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And that's where you can sign up, get The Current. I'll put all these opportunities in there. Mark, thank you for your kind words. And thanks for being such a great guy. And it was really nice speaking with you today. Now, there is a job that anytime I mention remote jobs, people always will write me and say, yeah, Kim, but, you know, I heard you mention virtual juries and I want to be part of that. Okay, yes, there are companies out there on the web that will pay you to participate in a jury. Like, for example, there's eJury. And what these sites do, they provide the opportunity for attorneys to get feedback on their cases before they actually go to court. So you are like a virtual juror. So you're going to review the case and then answer questions that will help the attorneys prepare for the trial. So as I mentioned, eJury is one of them. Another site is called Online Verdict. By the way, each case takes anywhere between 20 minutes and, say, an hour to review. And, of course, you're paid for your time and opinions. Jury Test is a third one. There's Sign Up Direct and also Virtual Jury. So how much money can you make? I know that's always going to be the big question. Well, it's a big range. It's anywhere from, say, $15 to $60 a case, maybe even more if you spend more time on it. So how many cases can you get? It could be a lot or it could be infrequent. I mean, it depends upon how many attorneys are actually using this site. Oh, by the way, you do have to be a U.S. citizen and you have to be at least 18 years old and have no felony convictions. And sometimes there's some other additional criteria. So I know you're sitting there going, oh, I was just on my walk and I was running and I'm listening to you and I'm driving. So where can I get the names of all these? Well, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter because this coming week, it's going to be one of our top stories. You're going to have all the links right there free for the taking. So if you haven't already signed up for our newsletters, make sure that you do that now over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. All right. You get a call. It sounds like it's from Amazon. So there's a robotic voice that says, hello, this is an automated message from Amazon. Your card has been charged $2,253 for the purchase of an Apple MacBook Pro. If you did not place this order, press 1 or call us back. Okay, here's the deal. If you fall for it, scammers are trying to hijack your credit card, Amazon, or bank account to steal as much money as they can from you. Amazon says that they have shut down about 15,000 of these phone numbers, but the calls keep coming in. And because why so many of us use Amazon, odds are they're going to hit an actual customer. It's not just Amazon. Norton, LifeLock, McAfee are talking about pricing renewals. So like they say, if you haven't got authorized this charge, you have 48 hours to cancel, press 1 or call customer care. It goes on and on. They're pretending to be your bank too. So just let unknown calls go to voicemail. Do not pick up if you don't recognize the number. If you want to verify anything, make sure that you go through the official channels. All right, Becky in New Haven, Connecticut, you're up next.
So I have a very non-tech savvy mom who lives far from me. And trying to explain to her step-by-step how to do basic functions on her cell phone is pretty close to impossible. And it's, you know, I just have to have a lot of patience.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've been there. Doesn't it just want to, I mean, and you know, and you want to be nice. And,
yes.
And because, you know, this is your mom and she's taking care of you forever and you love her more than anything.
Right.
But when you have to say, you know, go to the settings button for the 9th time and you're like, I'm going to scream right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, the problem is that she doesn't have the basic, she doesn't know basic tech terminology. So if I say to go to a field or the line, she doesn't know what I'm talking about, or go to the home screen, she doesn't understand.
Yeah, and it's, so, you know what, and it's not just you. I mean, you know, it's not just her. It's this is very common, you know. And we want to be able to help, and they want our help, and they don't want to frustrate us. But
right.
It's really difficult from afar to take somebody with hardly any any skill set to
right.
Yes. Be able to, you know, set a background on a FaceTime call or something like that.
Right. So I just want to take over her phone. So that's my question. Is there a safe and free remote access app that I could use where I could actually see, go into her phone and see exactly what she's seeing on her phone? We both have Android phones.
Yeah, there are a couple out there and you're going to love these. One is called AirDroid.
Right.
AirDroid, like air and then droid.
Oh.
You can remotely access manage your mom's phone from your phone, from a computer. You can transfer files, manage messages, emails, basic versions free. We actually use TeamViewer, another program called TeamViewer. We use that quite a bit. Again, you can control another device from your phone or computer. And TeamViewer is actually free for personal use. So it is personal use. You need to install TeamViewer on both your phone and your mom's phone. So you might have to have somebody over there actually set it up for her wherever she lives.
Yes, I do.
And then this way you'll just be able to hop right on there. You know, another, you may have heard me talk about this because I really think it's a great solution, especially for any older adult that really isn't, you know, and it's not their fault. They didn't grow up with this stuff, right? Like we did. I mean,
that's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, this is just, you know, we're like, this is second nature to us. But, you know, again, they did not. And it's not their fault. It's just the way that times are, is that at some point you might want to think about, in addition to the phone, is getting her and you an Amazon Echo Show. And with the Echo Show, what I like about it in this particular situation is that you can put the Echo Show, like, you know, by her favorite chair, wherever it may be in the kitchen. And then you could have the app, Amazon app, Alexa app, rather, on your phone. Or you could have an Echo Show. But what I love about it is that your mom could say, Alexa, drop in on Becky. And then she doesn't have to touch anything. Okay. And then your Amazon Echo Show will just say, and it gives you like, you know, up to 10 seconds, it goes gray and then goes black. And then all of a sudden you see your mom.
Oh, does it understand accents?
You know what?
What if they have an accent?
It's pretty darn.
I guess you have to train them.
Yeah, you probably have to train it. But, you know, I had one with my mom and it worked fabulously. And she had a really thick Brooklyn accent. So I don't know if it's the same thing. Be like, I mean, this would be my mother, like, Alexa, call Kim, you know, dad, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like somebody the other day said, you know, is your name Kimberly? And I said, you know, I said, only when I'm in trouble, you know, it's Kimberly, you know, type of thing. So check out AirDroid, TeamViewer. And then if you need any additional help about, you know, using setting up that Amazon Echo Show, we've got all kinds of articles about it over on the website. But it really is a great tool. And you don't have to buy the 10-inch one. You can buy just a 5-inch one. But in addition to just being able to have access to your mom having access to you, vice versa, without having to touch a button, is that she can also use it to get the weather and watch the news and see photos and good things like that. Becky, thank you for your call today. As I mentioned, we have so much information on the website about using an Amazon Echo Show with your older adults in your family. I mean, it's a pretty amazing device. All right, let's talk about unbiased independent news. Okay, today, less than 10 companies control 90% of the news media. Let me say that again. Less than 10 companies, you heard me right, control 90% of the news media. So when you're looking for news without a certain spin, you have to go to certain websites, starting with the Associated Press website. And also Reuters is pretty good. I like to check out the Wall Street Journal. I really enjoy the way that their writers tell both sides of the story, so that this way you can formulate your own opinion. Now, for a global perspective on news that's happening here inside the United States, just drop by the BBC website. They've got videos there, too. And be sure to tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show, because knowledge is power.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.